Well, it's not just global leaders taking the stage at the Brisbane G20. This year, youth representatives are pressing the G20 nations to address the growing problem of unemployment among those under the age of 30. The Youth 20, or Y20 for short, is taking the lead on these issues. Dominic Cansdale spoke with the co-chair of Y20, Josh Waugh.
I'm sitting in the dining room of the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the G20, and I'm speaking to Mr. Josh Waugh, co-chair of Youth 20. Josh, can I start by asking, what is the Y20?
So the Y20, or the Youth 20, is one of the five official engagement groups of the G20, and we're charged with representing the views of young people under 30 across G20 countries. So we had our own summit in Sydney in July that brought delegates from all the G20 countries together, where we talked about issues affecting youth, primarily youth unemployment. And you know, I'm here with a couple of colleagues from the Y20 today to represent those recommendations to G20 leaders.
And what are some of the recommendations you guys are pushing for? I've noticed you've cited youth unemployment as one of the big issues.
Yeah, so a couple of things. One is that we knew we'd have the greatest influence by attacking our agenda closely alongside the G20s. The second thing is that that youth unemployment is a massive issue across all the G20 countries, really. So the average rate of youth unemployment in the G20 now is about 20%. And in all countries of the G20, the youth rate is 2 to 3 times higher than the adult rate. Now, it's always going to be a little bit higher, but it's too high, and it's been too high for too long. So,
and when we speak about youth unemployment, are we talking about in the G20, are we talking about everyone under 30? What's the age brackets here?
We're talking 15 and under 24, 15 and 24.
Okay, and why is that rate of unemployment among young people so much higher than adult populations?
One of the reasons is of course, the global financial crisis. In a downturn, young people are among the first to be let go, and then they're also among the last to be picked up again. But what we're seeing, unfortunately, it is as the economy begins to recover, albeit sluggishly in some economies, that youth unemployment is not having a what we're seeing is that youth unemployment is not falling at the rates we'd like to see.
Is this a problem that's just restricted to the G20 nations, or is it prevalent throughout the other countries in the world as well?
No, prevalent throughout the world. So across the world today, there's 75 million unemployed youth in the world. And what's more troubling than that, though, is that there's 600 million youth in the world who are not in employment, education or training, so disengaged from the labour market. That's 1 in 6 young people around the world. The G20 represents a large part of the world's economy and some of the world's most influential countries, but it's not an issue that's restricted to the G20.
And what are some of the effects of youth unemployment as opposed to unemployment levels within adult populations?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So youth unemployment's a serious problem because we know it has long-term personal effects for young people both now and into their future, as early unemployment leaves a persistent wage scar. So people who spend time in unemployment in their younger years, we know continue to earn less as they grow older. So that's a real concern for the individuals affected. Youth unemployment is also a problem for the societies and the economies in their own countries, and it has far-reaching economic and social consequences. So the European Union has seen reasonably high levels of youth unemployment in the last few years, and its youth unemployment alone is estimated to cost the EU about €150 a year. And, that's over 1% of GDP. The G20 is talking about growth targets and job targets. We think youth unemployment has a big part to play in that.
Yeah, looking at the current G20 agenda, they've cited a few major issues like tax avoidance and private investment into infrastructure. Do you guys think right now on the agenda there's enough to combat youth unemployment?
We've been really pleased as the Y20 with the level of engagement we've had so far with the major G20 meetings. This is the first time that the Youth 20 has been able to attend every major meeting of the G20 in the host country. So we were at the Labor and Employment Ministers meeting and the Finance Ministers meeting earlier, representing our views and pushing youth unemployment as an issue there. I think it is recognised in G20 countries the problem of youth unemployment. One of the good things about the G20 is that countries get the chance to exchange ideas and learn about what's working and what's not. But we are looking for a strong commitment from the leaders stating that their firm commitment to tackle youth unemployment, recognising its long-term problems for individuals and their societies. And we're looking in the country action plans that come out of the G20 for specific measures to tackle youth unemployment in those countries.
And to take a look at it locally, or I should say Australian, in the Australian context, where's youth unemployment at in this country? Is there room for improvement?
Sure. The rate at the moment is about 13%. You know, we think there's room for improvement in that. We're not as bad as some countries in the G20. So in South Africa and Spain, we've seen very high levels of youth unemployment, but there's still room to improve in Australia. We're representing the Y20's policy recommendations to G20 leaders, including the Australian leader, the Prime Minister. We're presenting a range of policy recommendations. You know, that includes practical education and skills for a changing world of work, getting more young people that crucial first job through well-designed labour policies, empowering young entrepreneurs and promoting labour mobility for young people.